Hello and welcome to the Discussion Podcast, brought to you by Hotwood Hall students. I'm Harley.
And I'm Sienna.
Today we are discussing the topic of collecting. In today's show, we'll be unravelling the world of collecting, finding out why people collect, how did this hobby start, how much their collection is worth, as well as many other exciting questions. Stick around to get inside the mind of a collector. If you haven't already, please check out our other episodes to hear other interesting discussions. Collect figures, specifically Marvel figures, Star Wars figures, Dragon Ball Z figures. I also have some Funko Pops, and that's about it.
What inspired you?
What inspired me was, I'd say, probably YouTube. I liked watching YouTube videos of figure reviews and people's collections. My questions, it's time for Sienna's questions. So we're going to ask her about her collection. So here we go with the questions. So what do you collect?
So I collect mangas, which is Japanese comics, and I also collect some Funko Pops.
Right, what is it that piqued your interest in collecting?
Well, I saw a lot online and that inspired me a lot. So I brought my first one and I got hooked, and I brought more and more until I got a big collection.
Okay, when did you start your collection?
Well, I started in around 2020 when lockdown happened, and I needed a new hobby and an interest to focus on.
Here as our guest, and so we know who she doesn't collect. It's actually her husband who did collect, and we're going to ask what he collected.
It always makes me laugh because I still take the mick out of him today, and I really shouldn't. But when we first got together, he used to disappear every other month or so to go off with his friends. And it was about 6 months into the relationship, he told me he was going to train conventions because he liked collecting model railways. And he was actually a part of a society down in Peacehaven on the south coast, where they took their model railway to like different conventions, and he used to work the track, basically, which I think is really funny because it's not a railway track, it is literally a model. When we moved up north, he basically said to me, when we get a house, we'll have to have like somewhere for me to set up my model railways, which was quite funny because it was never going to happen. And he's only just recently, so we've been together now like 13 years, and he's only recently just got rid of all of his model railway stuff from his parents because they're moving from the south coast to be up north closer to their two sons, Darren and his brother. But a part of that process was Darren going down and doing like a massive inventory of everything that he had, and it was unbelievable. He made about £1,000. Because everything was in like good quality, and he had his own like layout. The magazines of Railway Today or whatever magazine it was that he subscribed to was almost as tall as me, which isn't hard to beat, let's be honest. But a 5'2" stack of magazines, like you're taking the mick there a little bit. But yeah, model railways of all things.
Right, and how has this affected your life?
For me, it hasn't really, has it? Because he never got his room with his model railway. he never got his room with his model railway. Even up until like probably about 4 years ago, when the person that he did the club with sold their track. Up until then, even though Darren was up in Huddersfield and they were still down in Peacehaven, Darren would still go and meet them across the country to go and do the conventions basically. It was really quite interesting because I learnt to drive before Darren, and they were doing one at York Races, and we had Arthur at the time, so I did take Arthur to York Races, and as much as I laugh and I took the mick out of him for liking model trains, it was actually a good day, and it was really interesting for like Arthur, who doesn't collect trains, but it was sort of like, he must have been about three, it was before I had Tilly Ann. But he was absolutely awestricken by like all these different models. But a really funny thing to do with trains with me and Darren, and this day in particular, I could have absolutely killed him. We went to York with his parents, and obviously the first place Darren wanted to go was the National Rail Museum. All I wanted to do was go to York Dungeons and the Yorvik Centre. That's all I wanted to do all day. We spent 7 hours in the National Rail Museum. 7 hours, to the point where I went up to Darren and I said, the only reason I have not battered you right now is because your parents are here, you need to leave. And I am not a violent person, but there is only so much you can take looking at the Flying Scotsman and the Royal Carriages. It's just not for me. And at that point we weren't engaged yet, but they had like a poster up that said, have your wedding here, and Darren joked, and I just, that was the end of me. That was the end of me that day. Didn't get to go to Yorvik. All I got was some York fudge, and I sulked all the way home.
Right, and our last question: what were your opinions on this, on him collecting these trains?
It was easy to take the mick.
Yeah.
It was easy to take the mick. I'm not saying that was right, because we all have our own sort of like niche things that were interesting. Like at the minute I collect Pandora and tattoos. Some people would disapprove of that, wouldn't they? So it's very like personal to you what you collect. But I think early on in the relationship, because he was only young, like he was 21 when he told me, so for a 21 year old to collect model railways, I'm still laughing now, it's so inappropriate. It's quite unusual, isn't it? And because we worked in hospitality and it sort of got out in the kitchen, because I was front of house and he was a chef, he was just constantly had it ripped out of him, and he was Roy Cropper from Coronation Street, because he train watches. The best thing was when he went out one day and he bought himself a really expensive camera and tripod, and he came back and he was so proud. He'd literally stood at the railway taking pictures of trains, and he was so happy. They are cracking pictures. He is an amazing photographer, but obviously that for me was just like, what are you doing? But no, he really enjoys it, and he still really does love trains. Like, we live near a railway, and like when the steam trains, or we'll like go to Haworth when the steam trains are on, and we've taken the kids on like Santa Expresses and things like that. So he still really loves it. It's just an ongoing joke, just because it was just so bizarre at the start of our relationship. But he's very disciplined. Like, all of his stuff that he got when he was a kid was in such great condition that, you know, he was 34 when he sold all of his things, and he got a grand for it. and like they were still in like their boxes. Like if I collected something at a young age, like they'd be worth nothing now because I've got no self-discipline. Like I probably wouldn't even know where it was anymore. So it hasn't really impacted us at all. It's just an ongoing silly joke between us. But Darren's Darren. And it didn't change the way I felt about him. It just added a little bit of humour to our relationship and to our friendship circle, shall we say.
Alright.
That's it for today's discussion. Now you know all about the world of collecting. Hopefully we was informative and answered all the questions you sent in. So it's goodbye from us and
good night.